Weekend.
The Good Day Weekend program continues. If you're just joining us, thank you for being here. We focus on health, nutrition, food. Those are the things that help a lot of people with guidance, if you will. And who better to guide you in the food department than Mr. Supermarket Guru himself? Phil Lempert is here on the Good Day program with his expertise. You can check out his website, supermarketguru.com. As a matter of fact, if you're really smart and with it, you can get Phil's hits and misses delivered straight to your inbox. Just sign up when you go. Follow the prompts at supermarketguru.com. So, we have big things a-cookin' here today. Who are the people that we are going to visit with, Phil?
Well, even before we get to that, I want to tell you, right now, this past week, National Retail Federation, NRF, had their convention in New York.
And I bet you were there.
I was not. I was actually, I was actually in Orlando at the School Nutrition Association's annual meeting. So I couldn't be there, and I couldn't be at the Fancy Food Show. So besides everything else, besides all these groups having their meetings at the same time, which is frankly quite annoying, there's a report that comes out at NRF, which is, I'm not sure how to react to this. I'm angry about it. I think that we as consumers should be angry about it. And it looked at during the holiday season, which is Thanksgiving through New Year's, in supermarkets for food and beverages, what they found is 31% of food and beverages were out of stock.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
It's stupid.
It is. How do you keep, what kind of management?
Exactly.
It reminds me of how in a restaurant, I was in a restaurant last night, and I was talking to the fellow who owns it, who's a kid that went to, guy that went to school with me, and we were talking about how many turns he gets and how he manages without it seeming like he's managing people, their time. They don't, you know, they don't hurry him up, but if you can get three turns in a restaurant, a family restaurant of an evening, that's pretty good. Yeah. And so, you know, he was saying, but it's all about sort of managing it. How do you, and the same thing in a store like this. If you're, my father, actually, if I may, if you'll forgive me for a moment with a personal sort of reference, he was in a clothing business. And one of his jobs used to be with his clients to keep them stocked up. He would be aware of size 42 long that wasn't there, or there weren't enough of them, so they would automatically replenish in a navy blazer. What good is having navy blazers if you don't have a 42 long in stock? You got to be suicidal not to carry that. So the same thing would be true here. You're just missing sales.
Well, if you think back, your dad didn't have computer, didn't have just in time.
We had a stock. Guess who the stock boy was?
There's no excuse for a supermarket to have one-third of the products out of stock during the holiday time. This is unbelievable to me. When I read that report, I actually called them up because I thought it was a typo. I expected like 3.1% or something like that. 31% out of stock. And it just talks about the fact that all these retailers and manufacturers, because of the economy, are playing it so close to the vest, not having, you know, enough stock, not producing enough, that we all lose. They lost, the people who went into the, and by the way, what the survey also said is about 46% then went to a different store. So you go to a store, it's not there. You go to a different store, you're losing customers and so on. You know, we just need to take a breath and come back a little bit. Look at the big picture, because nobody's winning. If we want this economy to right itself, we've got to be able to serve the needs of consumers. I don't know, I'm flabbergasted by it, but some other good news, McDonald's over in England, for their kids' meals, for their Happy Meals, have taken the toys out and put books in. So now, when you get a Happy Meal, you get a little book.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very cool.
Yeah. So that makes good sense. Okay. So at least we have some good news there. All right. So let's find out about the people that we're going to learn from today and their various pursuits to help you in your food nutrition department.
Well, first up, we're going to talk about a program called Fuel Up to Play 60. We have with us the president of the National Dairy Council, Gene Regali, and then also Seth Goldman, who created Honest Tea. He's the CEO of Honest Tea. He's going to be with us, and we're going to talk about probably one of the most confusing issues that a lot of people, a lot of tea drinkers even have. What's the difference between green tea, black tea, and white tea? Also, there's even red tea that's out there, and he's going to explain the differences, because basically, it's all the same leaf. It's all the same tea leaf. Mm-hmm. It's how it's processed, and that's what's confusing for a lot of people.
This supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, also has on his website a blog. He keeps you up to date on a lot of the things, the news, food preparation items. I saw something that attracted my attention, the connection between food prep and calories. How does that work? If you're, is it about what you, is this a Paula Deen story? Like, you throw everything that you can in there and it tastes great, but you get diabetes 5 years later?
Well, you know, the interesting thing about Paula, and that's made the headlines this week, too, yeah, where she reveals that she's had diabetes for 3 years. So she goes on the Today Show. So Al Roker says to her, well, you know, why did it take you 3 years, you know, to tell people you had diabetes? So she's, I don't know, personal, whatever else. And then he says, well, does it have anything to do with the fact that you just signed as a spokesperson for your diabetes medication that now you're telling people? So she, who's she's very quick, you know, goes up to him and says, you know, I'm paid for my services just the same way that you're paid for your services, and gave it right back to him. And frankly, I think that that was a good move.
So you know her, yeah?
Well, I've met her. Not friends. Yeah. You know, I've met her once. Larger than life kind of personality, obviously.
Apparently a big smoker, and, as well as not being a really healthy eater.
No, so, not at all. But she'd never professed to be.
No.
So why do you think there's so much to be a healthy eater?
Then what's the controversy here? Why do you think there is as much controversy as there appears to be?
Well, I think that, number one, she did come out as being, in fact, we have a quick poll that's going up Monday about celebrities coming out with diabetes, matter of fact, because there's a lot of people. Selma Hayek, for example, has diabetes. A lot of celebrities that have revealed it. I think in Paula Deen's case, it's exactly what Al Roker said, that she was keeping it secret until she made this deal. And then as part of the deal, she had to disclose it and getting all this publicity about diabetes.
Right. So
I think it's about the money. That's all.
No.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yep. About the money.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
all
it.
Right. So let's talk about the connection between food prep and calories that you write about.
Well, there's no question that if you take your time and prepare foods at home, and now 41% of all meals that are being prepared at home are actually being prepared by the mail, matter of fact. What you're doing is you're savoring that whole experience as well. You're going to eat slower, you're going to enjoy your food more, and typically you're going to actually wind up eating less. This whole idea of people at home just stuffing their faces, it's actually we stuff more of our faces when we go out to eat, because we have in our brains the fact that we're paying for this, so we want our money's worth. We're going to have, you know, all those rolls that are in the bread basket. We're going to have all that butter and so on. So when it comes to cooking at home, you're actually going to eat less and probably, you know, 9 times out of 10, eat better.
So, and this, by the way, goes to a point that we made, I think, last week when you were not able to be here. We were talking about this very thing. It is something that is, it gets repeated. It's worth repeating. You can go spend, you think you, I hear people say, as a matter of fact, this all the time, I have to go to a fast food restaurant because that's all I can afford to buy. You can go to a good store that has good, healthy, locally produced produce, fresh produce, buy it, bring it home, prepare it quickly. There are all kinds of ways you can find to prepare foods quickly and heartily and inexpensively. That is almost never, if, I mean, maybe we can say Without question, it's never true that you can go to a fast food restaurant and buy food cheaper because it doesn't bear out. In fact,
well, there's no question that, you know, I don't care what kind of restaurant you go to, whether it's a McDonald's or Burger King or a Chili's or whatever else, it's going to be less expensive to eat at home. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the hints that we gave when the recession first hit, got lots of emails from moms saying, you know, my kids love chicken McNuggets, but they're expensive. You know, what's the alternative? Well, guess what? Instead of, I think it's like $3.99 for 10 chicken nuggets, you can go to a frozen food case. You can get all white meat chicken tenders from Banquet. You can look at the ingredients. You can see that, you know, there's nothing artificial in there and so on. And instead of 10 for $3.99, I think you get like 40 for $3.99.
Right.
You make it at home, and it's a better quality product.
Yeah. Aye, aye, aye. All right. So there's some helpful things. All the kind of things you'll find at Phil's website. A number of them. What's the latest, by the way, on your television, the PBS specials? You're working on another one that brings around. The first one was a special about breakfast. You take people all the way through from where the meal, where the food comes from, to how it's prepared and so forth. In those PBS specials, you're working on lunch. Is that right?
Well, no, a little shift. In fact, this Friday, we've got a meeting that the folks from public television are flying out, and we're going to do another four. One is about obesity.
Oh, really?
The other one is about sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is about food safety. Very important issue that's going to get even more dramatic now that the USDA has shut 259 offices, you know, whatever. That's another whole discussion that we can have.
Management.
They're looking to save $150 million. You don't shut offices around the world where we have all these food safety problems coming up.
Okay, sure you do, because that's the way these people think. They haven't got a brain in their head, these people.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then the last one is going to be about conventionally grown food versus genetically modified food.
Really?
So those are the four. Yep.
Okay, I want to participate in that one.
you're there. We're coming with the crew to your farm.
There we go. Well, there was a call earlier. The earlier part of the program is with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and someone called and asked about some kind of a soy, fermented soy, whether it was any good or not. And I said, where do the soybeans come from? And she didn't know the answer to that, because most people don't know that most of the soybeans grown in this country and around the world, actually, are Monsanto genetically modified beans, and they aren't worth a hill of beans, frankly, in comparison
to organic.
You're going to argue with me.
I will argue that
Go
with
ahead.
You, because,
that's fine.
You know, if you take a look at all the science that's out there, there is no conclusive proof that GMOs are better or worse than conventionally grown crops, especially in the case of soy. And soy now, you're right, is about 95% GMO.
Yeah. I don't know who paid for the study. I'm that cynical about this.
A lot of studies that are out there.
Easy for you to say. Anyway, help yourself. You can believe what you want to believe. I'm not a big fan of genetically modified food. I don't think that it's the way to go. I think we can do a lot better with stuff that is grown without the, you know, when you push that button with me, I can go on and on and on, and it may not serve the best interests of our audience at the moment, anyway. What may serve the best interests of the audience is to talk with Gene Regali, who is from the National Dairy Council. So this ought to be a great conversation. We'll find out in a matter of moments. You're listening to Phil Lempert, who is the supermarket guru. He's the hero of the hour. Good Day Weekend, and food is in the focus. Your well-being, your eating habits, all part of the focus here. 21 after the hour.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Malted milk.
Trying to drive my blues.
Sounds like Eric Clapton. Michael, is that Eric Clapton? There you go. Two of the guys from that era interested in Eric Clapton. That would be Phil Lempert and Doug Steffen here together in the Good Day Weekend program, 24 minutes after the hour. So we now have the president, Phil, of the National Dairy Council.
We do. Gene Regali. Who's a registered dietitian, who's going to talk to us about this whole new program called Fuel Up to Play 60. So, Gene, welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Well, good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Glad to have you here. Now, Doug is in New England, where it's snowing. I'm in, you know, West Coast, Southern California, where it's not snowing. Where are you?
I'm in Chicago, where it just finished snowing.
So you're sending the snow to Doug is what you're talking
about. Yes, I am.
And Doug's getting on a plane later today to go back to where Phil is.
So, Gene, tell us about this new program that the National Dairy Council and the National Football League has put together to help, I guess, not just kids, but all of us be healthier, get exercise, eat better. So tell us what Fuel Up to Play 60 is all about.
Oh, it's really an exciting, game-changing program that's in school over 70,000 schools across America to get kids to eat better and move more. We know, you know, there's an obesity epidemic out there, and we need to keep our kids healthy and make sure they're eating right and ready to learn. So this program is about doing that in schools across America.
Doug, you know, last week, the reason that we weren't together is I was down at the School Nutrition Association's educational meeting and actually had a dinner one night with a whole bunch of, I want to say, these are not dietitians, but these are the people who are running the school food service. So go around the table and people are describing, you know, what they do and how many kids that they serve lunch to or breakfast, both in some cases, every day. So this one person next to me says, I'm feeding 175,000 kids. The next one, I'm feeding 100,000 kids a day and so on. And we forget about this. So when Gene says 70,000 schools around the country, and then we multiply that to the number of school meals that are being served each and every day, the numbers are mind-boggling.
They really are, and the school food service director, as you know, our essential to making sure our kids get the food they need. And one thing they see is that, you know, kids that come into schools and have eaten breakfast are more ready to learn. And also, you know, that kids at the lunch, whether it's lunch or breakfast, want to eat healthy, and they want to keep offering them healthier foods.
Well, isn't one of the problems, especially with breakfast, that now so many families have both mom and dad working? You know, in the morning, it's everybody get ready and get out. And, you know, very often it's easier to give, you know, a kid a Pop-Tart, if you would, and let them eat it on the bus or on the way to school than it is to cook a breakfast.
So you're really seeing that that is so true with, you know, so many people rushed in the morning that more and more schools are offering breakfast to kids and making sure that they're providing them with, you know, foods that we know they need to eat more of, like low-fat and fat-free dairy products, whole grains and fruits and vegetables. The cool thing about the Fuel Up to Play 60 program is it has the nutrition know-how of the Dairy Council and then the star power of the NFL. And the real difference maker in this is that kids lead the program and make the suggestions and recommendations of the foods they want to eat more of that are healthy. And so when you get kids involved, they're just more likely to do it. And you'll see they want to eat healthy foods and move more.
So give us some examples, Jean, of what are some of the foods that these kids have suggested?
Oh, it's amazing when you go in the schools and see these kids in action. You know, they're doing taste tests with the school. They're putting out healthy carts that would have, you know, more healthy snacks on it, like smoothies or whole grain granola bars, different fruits and vegetables that maybe the kids haven't been exposed to. And then they'll, you know, either make those make the carts more available, or even I've seen in some cafeterias, like they'll vote on these foods. So they'll introduce new foods that they don't think the kids have eaten, that the kids have selected, let them taste them, and then vote on whether they want to have them in the school cafeteria.
Now, the other thing that I want to talk about, and again, being president of the National Dairy Council, it's all, you know, milk. Doug is a dairy farmer. And what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to take a break in another couple minutes or so. But when we come back, I'd like to pick your brain a little bit about the whole raw milk debate. What's going on in the country when it comes to raw milk, whether or not we should be serving raw milk in schools. Because when we look at the science, raw milk has a lot of advantages that, you know, processed milk might not have. Obviously, very controversial topic, so we've got to be careful on this to really get the facts out there.
Yeah, it's not controversial. What makes you say that? There's a bill before the...
Because Doug's involved.
The bill before the House of Representatives, House Bill 1830, legalizes the transport of raw milk over state lines. And I had a congresswoman on my program this week who didn't know it was sponsored by Ron Paul. And she says, yeah, I'm all for that. And I hope that she stays for it because that's what her constituents want, in fact, in dairy states especially. All right, so we continue with Jean Regalie here on the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Lempert is the boss. It's half past the hour. He's the supermarket guru.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
After the hour now, the Good Day Weekend program continuing with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. I'm Doug Steffen. We have Gene Regali, who is the president of National Dairy Council. And Phil would like to introduce dairy, raw dairy, into the conversation. Our focus here is a new program, Fuel Up to Play, which brings school nutrition together with physical activity. As an aside, Gene and Phil, it seems anti-intuitive, counterintuitive, to have these programs, which had been the physical fitness programs that have been so much a part of our education, cut out because of bad management, not only atrocious management of the budgetary considerations in our country. It's almost overwhelming, the onslaught, the attack the American people are getting from their own government. It's so, you can hear in my voice, and I mean, I'm somebody who's used to speaking, as Phil is, to millions of people, and I almost find myself speechless. I am so annoyed, beyond even being annoyed, at the management of this country, whether it's the local governments, the state governments, the federal government. It is so atrocious. What people say, though, Phil, is we get the government we deserve. So somewhere in there.
Well,
is
you know, I'm not sure about that. But and again, you know, Gene, we want to get you in this discussion as well. The problem is that, again, when we all went to school, there was physical ed every day, if I remember correctly, in grammar school.
Yeah.
It was like every day, and then maybe once a week, there was an extended period where you had a baseball game or football game or whatever it was. And also, I was horrified to learn that a lot of these kid programs now for lunch, they only have 20 minutes to eat. Everything is jam-packed. And I could be wrong, but I think that when I went to school, we probably had, I think it was like 45 or 50 minutes to eat lunch. I don't see how you could eat in 20 minutes and have proper digestion.
You know,
Gene,
am I
right or wrong on this?
Things have changed in schools, and in some schools that's the case. Even in some schools, they're building schools without a gymnasium. But
really?
What is really exciting to see is with this program, and it's not just this program, but this issue of kids wanting to eat healthier and schools wanting that, as well as getting them to move more, how quickly they've jumped in here and really grabbed onto this. And it doesn't necessarily mean they have to have more money. These schools are doing it, you know, with the engagement of the kids and the excitement and direction by the adults. I could tell you story after story. One story that's incredible that happened in Huntington, West Virginia. They were said to be the unhealthiest school in America by the Center for Disease Control. And the PE teacher there was so upset over this, and she said the morale of the school went way down. And she jumped in with this Fuel Up to Play 60 program, got the kids engaged, got them moving more, had them, you know, getting involved in what they were eating. And they ended up to be the number one national winner of the Fuel Up to Play 60 program that did the most and made the biggest change in the schools.
Mm. So good for them.
It's just
example.
This movement from, you know, from the people. Yep. That's making
so,
a difference.
Let me take a step back for a second, Gene. How did we get here? What caused all these schools to get rid of physical education?
I would say, you know, a lot of it has to do with just the pressure of the schools needing to perform academically. And so they didn't view nutrition and physical activity as essential as that. But what we learned is that, making sure that kids are in good health is as important as reading and math. You know, it's equally important. And the schools, the teachers, the, you know, even the kids know that. And we also know when they eat better and move more, they perform better in school. So it isn't, it doesn't take away from academics.
Also, during the Bush administration, the Education Department cut out billions of dollars that had been used to support and encourage the local school districts to have physical education programs. So over the years, here's another example of becoming dependent on the federal government when you ought not to. So they would say they replaced state and local funds with federal funds to support the phys ed programs, and they cut the programs. They cut the funding, so the programs go away. It's these unfunded mandates. The federal government says you must do this, and then everybody's going to try to figure out how they pay for it. And in sort of a reverse, and a lot of this has played, Gene, into nutrition programs as well.
It's so true, and that's why programs like Dairy Farmers of America knew how important it was to make sure our kids were eating right, and so they partnered with the star power of the NFL and developed Fuel Up to Play 60, and it offers free resources. You know, it has a website, fueluptoplay60.com. It provides rewards and incentives and even grants to schools. And then because of that, and because of the lack of funds due to the what you just outlined, we're also out of this grew a nonprofit organization called Gen Youth, which is raising money to use for kids in schools.
Yeah. What are we paying taxes for?
Yeah. Right, there's lots of resources out there that people are rising up.
Phil wanted to talk to you about the raw milk side of things. Phil?
Yeah, Gene, I guess one of the biggest controversies, and we talk about it a lot on the program because my grandfather's a dairy farmer. Doug is a dairy farmer now.
And I'm not his grandfather, though.
No, not my grandfather. haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
But I guess the question is, do you think that there's a place for raw milk in schools?
Absolutely not. As a registered dietitian, I would tell you, and working for the dairy industry, that there was a reason they put pasteurization, you know, into the food system, and there's a reason why the United States food supply is one of the safest in the world. And so we know that pasteurization makes sure that the milk and dairy products you get are safe.
So, Phil, you introduced this because you wanted to have a food fight. Is that why you introduced this? Because I would not agree with Gene, but I will be respectful and respectfully disagree. You have your studies that are paid for by DFA and DMS and whoever else, and I have mine that are paid for by other interests. And so we would probably not come to blows, but we would come to a short conversation that at the end we would disagree.
Let me add one more thing into this.
Thank you
before we leave milk.
Yes.
One of the things that I discovered at School Nutrition Association is that this whole controversy about chocolate milk, that there's a lot of parents that have gone to their school saying, get rid of chocolate milk. You know, it's just not good for kids because of the added sugars and stuff like that. Now, the good news is that, you know, that's been corrected. A lot of the chocolate milk that's out there has reduced sugars. But what the studies have shown is that when you take chocolate milk out of the school, the kids are not drinking, you know, regular white milk. What they're doing is they're then shifting to something else and not getting the calcium and the nutrients from the chocolate milk.
Yes, you know, that's so true, and it's kind of the unintended consequence of some actions, you know, we want to make that we think are good and they're not. Then, you know, the fact is that milk and dairy products are providing such a powerful nutrition package for kids. When they, you know, drink that milk, whether it's, you know, flavored or not, they get the calcium, vitamin D, especially at those bone-building years. So, you know, kids aren't getting their sugar intake from chocolate milk. That's not where it's coming from. It's coming
right
from soft drinks and candy and other places. So it's kind of the wrong focus, and it's important that we're getting kids more milk more often, whatever it is, because of the importance to the diet.
But there was a study that came out late in the summer about milk being better than water in terms of replenishing during the hot summer months the fluids in your system. Do you remember? Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, and that's because, you know, it has all those, you know, the carbohydrate, protein, and those nutrients to keep you refueled.
Yeah.
It's a powerful, you know, beverage that you really, when kids don't drink it, they don't replace it any other way.
All right, Gene, thank you for being here. Good conversation. Yep, a lot of help in these areas. Yeah, Gene Regaly, who is the president of the National Dairy Council here on Good Day. 17 minutes for the hour. All right, so Phil, in a moment, we're going to meet Seth Goldman, and we're going to not talk about a white beverage, but a dark beverage, it would appear.
Well, I would say, how would you describe the color of tea? Not necessarily dark, because there's different variances of the tea.
If you leave the bag in there longer, it gets darker.
Yeah.
Right?
But then it has no flavor because of all the tannins. I like my tea golden.
Do you? That's,
I do.
Good for you. All right, so Phil, I'm going to, I have to, and you knew you were such a troublemaker.
Yes.
You knew what was going to happen. What you don't know about the National Dairy Council is that it is paid for by the big conglomerate dairy producers.
And the checkoff program, right?
Right. The DFA is a DMS. These are organizations, the large cooperatives that the big mega dairy industry, they are so out of tune and out of touch with what people like me do on the farm, and they have this writ of habeas anonymous against, you know, the wrong.
See, I'm surprised at Jean's reaction.
Yeah, well, that's how I remembered who funded the National Dairy Council, and it's all the big. There's one outfit called Dean Foods, run by the Suiza family in Texas, that controls about 70% of the fluid milk supply in this country, and they control DFA and they control DMS, and they're the ones who fund the National Dairy Council. So of course she's not going to say something that's kind of,
let me ask
raw milk.
Why can't just the way they have 1%, 2% whole milk, chocolate milk, strawberry milk, whatever.
Why can't they offer raw milk?
Why can't they also offer raw milk?
Why
couldn't they do that?
Because when people go, this sounds extraordinarily self-serving, but I'm a dairy kid. I've been drinking raw milk all my life because I've been around cows all my life. And what I believe, and I can prove this sort of with a little bit of research, one of the reasons that I'm as healthy as I am, knock on wood, is because of the ingredients.
You actually knocked on wood.
I did, yes.
I heard
exactly
that.
Yeah, right.
I heard that.
There it is again. There it is.
There's somebody at the door.
The essence of the nutritional value, I always challenge them. People run away from me when I offer this challenge. You look at the nutritional label that's on a bottle of milk, a skim milk, whatever, 1% milk. Look at the value of the contents of that milk versus the value of the contents of a bottle of raw milk, which has the same label, must by government edict. You must have in or on the label what is in the bottle. And you can look, it's stark, the difference between the nutritional value of what a bottle of raw milk has in it versus a processed. And it's a milk that's pasteurized today, not like when you were a kid or I was a kid, because the processing is different. The pasteurization process, which used to just cook a couple hundred gallons at a time, slowly burn off the bacteria, the flavor stayed, the nutritional value stayed. What they do today is run thousands of gallons through a microwave tube, and they cook everything out of it. They cook out all of the bad stuff, and they cook out all the good stuff. So there's nothing basically left but white water. And so under the circumstances, is it better than drinking regular water? You can make that argument. I think that's an argument that you can make. Is it better than just regular water? Yeah. There is nutritional value that makes it better in most respects. But the idea that raw milk as a whole food, and people argue, well, you don't like raw fish. No, I don't like raw fish.
No, it's kind of different.
Yeah, it is.
But again, why couldn't this company like Dean Foods also offer raw milk?
Because they don't want to be subject to the controversy. They want to protect themselves from any potential controversy or lawsuit or whatever it is. And so they don't tend to do in Europe and in Africa and now in Asia. But Europe is probably the best example. You can go to any street corner on most of the major European cities and buy raw milk out of a dispensary machine, same as you get Coca-Cola and candy bars out of it. That's how popular it is. The farmers come in, they replace, they watch what they do, they're very careful about it. If not prepared well, it is dangerous. There's no question there can be stuff in milk if it is not properly prepared. But the people that are doing raw milk in my state, most of the people that I know that are part of this around the country, it's a, by the way, hugely growing business. And just as an aside, in my little dairy store where I sell raw milk for my cows, we've started selling cheese made from the milk of the cows. Mm-hmm. And as we put that, it took us a year to get the ability to sell the raw milk on the farm. Another year to get the ability to sell the raw cheeses. Since the lady has been making and selling the raw cheeses in the farm store, the business has doubled since December. Doubled! Because there's so much interest in these kinds of cheeses.
Well, not only is it better nutrition, but it's more flavorful, especially when it comes to cheese.
Yeah.
You
it's
know,
amazing.
It doesn't take. We're used to having bland tasting cheese.
Bland tasting everything.
Our cheese
when it comes
has
to
no flavor whatsoever.
Yeah. Right. The only way they can get flavor into dairy products, unless you drink it raw or have it prepared from something that's raw, is to put sugar in it. And that's we have our own ice cream made from our own milk, and the guy who puts the mix together for us is, you know, you got to put some sugar in it in order for it to get the taste that people love. But the taste really, what people don't know is the taste really comes from the butterfat content.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's how the better ice creams are going to have more butterfat in them. And that's just the way it is. And the truth is that raw milk has it as well. The difference in raw milk and processed milk when it comes to better butterfat is that, and I explain this frequently, in terms of raw milk, it isn't homogenized. Therefore, the fats are not broken up. The fat is so heavy that it can't be, your body can't absorb the fat. So it passes it out as if, you know, in other things that fecally are transmitted out of your body. But
don't
it,
we have to take a break?
I digest. It digests the good nutrients. It takes the sucks right. The nutrition value out of it, and then it passes out the bad stuff. All right. So, yeah, we do have to pause for a moment. It's 10 before. Thank you for reminding me of that. 10
You're
before
welcome.
The hour.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist fakie with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy fruity drink mix with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Yeah. All right, so tofu. Give me 15 seconds on tofu. You've been writing about tofu at supermarketguru.com. Good.
Well, again, you know, it's one of the healthiest foods that we can have. Mm-hmm. What you really want to do is read the label very carefully in the produce department where you see the refrigerated tofu to make sure you know what you're getting, decide whether it's GMO or non-GMO tofu, and also what else is being added to it.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Would you care to sit with me for a cup of English tea?
English tea?
Very tea time.
It's tea time. Well, for some, it's tea time
honest.
Means going to the golf course. Other people, tea time means afternoon tea. We have Seth Goldman. What's the story with him, Phil, who's with us here on Good Day Weekend?
Well, Seth created Honest Tea. And this is, you know, organic bottled tea. They really changed the whole idea of drinking ready to drink tea, you know, away from those cans and bottles that were made with powder. And, you know, if you look at products like Snapple, that's just made from powder. You know, there's no real tea in that. So we asked Seth to join us so that we could really break down what's the difference between green tea, black tea, and white tea. And with that, Seth, welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Thank you. Good morning.
Glad to have you here. So bottom line is tea when it first starts out, right?
It's all the same plant. That's right. The difference is that it's all about how the product is, when it's picked and how it's processed. And so the black tea leaves will, after they're picked, they'll oxidize longer before they're heated. And as a result, they take on a darker color and have more caffeine. Green tea oxidizes less, and so it, as a result, actually has more antioxidants. It will, and then of course, white tea is even lighter. So it's just a matter of how they're picked and processed. And what we've found is that certain tea leaves, you know, lend themselves better to, you know, we like black tea from India and green tea from China.
Right. Now, you know, tea and ready-to-drink tea, you know, has really been more of a mass-market product until you started Honest Tea and really gave it more flavor, more interesting flavors,
right?
As well. And so what's the state of being, if you would, on ready-to-drink tea these days?
Well, you know, about 15 years ago, most of the bottled tea on the market really was much more like soda. If you looked at the ingredients and the calorie profile, it was just it was kind of like soda with the tea flavoring and the same amount of calories as soda. And what's evolved now is that people are looking for drinks with less sugar. And so tea actually, when served correctly, is a healthy drink. Because, number one, because it can have fewer calories because it does, but also because it has the antioxidants. And so it's just been amidst all the whole economic cycles we've been through in the past 15 years, tea is one of the few beverage categories that's just continued to grow because people keep seeking out healthy alternatives, and tea is a great one to come to. And, of course, tea is the world's second most popular drink in the world, the first one being water. So there's a natural, as our population becomes more diverse, of course.
It's funny, the guys from Jack Daniels said that bourbon whiskey was the second.
Well, I guess it may be an off hours.
So Seth, we're seeing more people drinking green tea, am I right?
That's right. That's really been a great part of growth, and for us, it's what we sell the most.
Interesting. And my question is, because I've tasted a lot of different green teas, and they range from being fabulous to some are being very mediocre, and as flavor-wise I'm talking about, not from a nutrient standpoint.
Yeah.
Do you see the green tea world getting more sophisticated, getting smarter, getting more flavorful?
It certainly is happening. I mean, there's two interesting things. One is that a lot of the green tea out there is, as you said at the beginning, not really green tea. It's just a green-colored liquid that, with very little relationship to the bushes that grow in India and China. So green tea is growing, and it's funny. Obviously I follow this stuff, and it's without fail, every month there's some new study that comes out that talks about green tea helping prevent cancer or gingivitis or some ailment we don't want to get, it's one of the things, we're not in the business of making health claims, but when you just see a continual stream like that, it's hard to ignore that there's something good going on there. And there are some green teas that do have a harsh taste because it is, as I said, you can almost think of it as a little bit of a raw, I was listening to your raw milk thing, I wouldn't call green tea raw tea, but it's a little bit closer to the earthy taste. And so it takes some getting used to, but when you make it the right way, when you use a higher quality tea leaf, you get a much more delicate, drinkable taste. And so we've been sort of on that continual search to get the right balance.
Have you got a website, Seth?
Yeah, honesttea.com.
That's easy.
And there's no question for us, green tea is where we've seen our growth.
Honesttea.com, HONESTTEA, I'm guessing, right?
That's right, two T's.
Right. Two T's together. Seth, thank you for being here. A good story. We always have good stories about food. Check out supermarketguru.com. Sign up for all of Phil's information. It's free to you. 59 after on Good Day Weekend.